And welcome to another edition of Talk Line. I'm Zev Brennan. Tonight we have a very special broadcast live in our studios. Rabbi Yitzhak Grudeman, he lives in Flappers, director of the Jewish Professionals Institute, and he's written the controversial article to help resolve the Shidduch crisis about men and women not marrying in the Orthodox community. His solution is that young ladies shouldn't go to Israel to study for the year. That will increase their numbers of available young women to marry. Well, we'll discuss that. You'll have a chance to call in with your comments about that as well. But tonight, we're also first going to start off with Isaac Bernstein, culinary director of Pomegranate and Flatbush. We'll give you some great Purim ideas. Purim is right around the corner, so we'll give you a chance to hear how you can take advantage of some great culinary specials and treats that Pomegranate has. Also tonight, we're going to give you a chance. We're going to speak to Ben Sionowicz. He's the owner of Yossi's Sweet House. They have four different convenient locations in Borough Park. And we're going to give you a chance. In fact, we're going to give out the first prize from Yossi's Sweet House. We're going to give away a $16 gift basket courtesy of Yossi's Sweet House. They have the greatest sweets. Caller number 25 at 1-888-NYC-RADIO. Caller number 25 at 1-888-NYC-RADIO will get a $16 great, gorgeous Shalach Manas baskets courtesy of Yossi Sweet House. 1-888-NYC-RADIO. And we're going to give away some other specials from Yossi Sweet House throughout the broadcast. But caller number 25, 1-888-NYC-RADIO. NYC Radio will get that wonderful package, and if the lines are busy, just keep on trying. So we'll get you. We're going to give out to the Daniel, to the 30th and 35th call. We're going to give away a $5 delicious basket for consolation prize for those that don't make it as well. We're going to be right back with our very special broadcast. First one, Isaac Bernstein. But first, I want to also remind everybody that if you haven't made Pesach plans yet, please join my family. We're going to be, God willing, in Orlando for the Pesach holiday with the Avi and Shneur Faskowitz Majestic Retreats and Malcolm Holein and Rabbi Ari Lam and Ellie Katz and Menachem Lubinsky. And if you mention my name by call, you can call right now. They'll give you a very steep discount. You'll be surprised. Almost as affordable as a Catskill or Poconos program. 718-969-9100 for Majestic Retreats. 718-969-9100. You can join us. We'll do some broadcasting from there as well. So you can be part of our broadcast, part of the whole Pesach experience by dialing 718-969-9100. Ask them for an extra steep discount just for mentioning this broadcast. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Zev Brenner inviting your family to join my family for most memorable, luxurious, magical Pesach experience with Majestic Retreats at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, Florida. You'll be wined and dined with award-winning cuisine, enjoy all-day poolside barbecues, kids' tea room, adult tea room, Lat Kosher Chalav Yisrael from their OU supervision. You'll enjoy complimentary massage treatments with chocolate strawberries and kosher champagne and so much more for the entire family. Enjoy lectures from Rabbi Ari Lam, Malcolm Holein, Menachem Lubinsky, Farley Weiss, and I'll be doing a live broadcast from the Majestic Retreats program as well. And for TalkLine listeners, we arrange an extra steep discount just by mentioning my name by calling 718-969-9100. So for extra savings, make sure you call 718-969-9100. You'll be surprised how affordable it is to our listeners with our very special discount. Call 718-969-9100 online at majesticretreats.com.
Purim is here. Your costume is ready. But are your Mishloach Manot ready? Let Yossi's Sweet House handle all your Mishloach Manot needs this Purim. They have a wide variety of the nicest gift baskets in the tri-state area. To fit every budget from under $5 to $210, custom baskets also available. For orders, call Yossi's, 855-4-YOSSI's. That's 855-4-YOSSI's. Or visit them online at yossisweethouse.com, where you can spread sweetness this Purim from Yossi's Sweet House.
If you're going to Israel, you need a professional and courteous driver to pick you up from the airport. Traveling around? Tzion and his professional crew can drive you around Israel. They have 16 and 20 passenger luxury vans as well. They charge by the day, so you don't pay extra hour or mileage charges. There's no time limit. Tune and staff are always smiling and ready to help. So call them and reserve at 718-841-8070. Again, that's 718-841-8070. My family has used Tiona. They are very friendly and efficient, making getting around Israel a very pleasant experience. Call them, 718-841-8070.
There's one way to help ensure that you'll have a true happiness and joy this Purim, and that is by bringing joy to the hearts of the poor widows and orphans. Od Yosef Chai helps more than 8,000 needy families in the land of Israel. Call in your pledge or credit card contribution now from Matanos Lev Yonim through Od Yosef Chai, 1-800-823-CHAI. That's 1-800-823-2424, or online at odyosefchai.org. Od Yosef Chai will distribute your Matanos Lev Yonim on Purim to the poor. Help the poor of Israel experience true Purim joy. Call now. Make your own Purim a happier one. That's 1-800-823-2424 or online odyosefchai.org.
Announcing the grand opening of Borough Park's newest takeout center, Chef Abie's at 4726 New Utica Avenue. Chef Abie's food is so delicious you can't tell it's gluten and sodium nitrate free. Come in and taste their amazing Mexican chont, apple maple smoked brisket, you can't believe a shahakla challah rolls, and a full takeout menu. Come in now and take advantage of the daily special, roasted chicken bonnet with two side dishes of your choice from a large selection, a pound of soup of your choice for only $12.99. Their amazing Shabbos special is two roasted chicken bottoms, 1 pound chont, half a pound of cucumber salad, half a pound coleslaw, 2 half-pound side dishes of your choice, 1 pound soup, and one kugel of your choice for only $24.99. You can take out or eat in at Chef Abie's, 4726 New Utrecht Avenue in Borough Park. Open daily 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Thursdays till 9, and Fridays from 9 till 2 p.m. Please call them at 718-871-CHEF. That's 718-871-CHEF. If you're going to Israel, you need a professional and courteous driver to pick you up from the airport. Traveling around? Tzion and his professional crew can drive you around Israel. They have 16 and 20 passenger luxury vans as well. They charge by the day so you don't pay extra hour or mileage charges. There's no time limit. Tzion and his staff are always smiling and ready to help. So call them and reserve at 718-841-8070. Again, that's 718-841-8070. My family has used Tzion. They are very friendly and... For an incredible Pesach experience, join Destinations by Yossi Zlobowski. They sold out in the Catskills at Honors Haven, but they're now offering an amazing Pesach in the Poconos at the Bushkill Inn and Conference Center. You can have it all, a local hotel with all the perks of a luxury program, bringing the entire family for spectacular programs for children, parents, and grandparents. Spectacular day camp, teen camp with awesome activities, ladies' fashion nights, spa nights, painting classes, fitness classes, men's basketball games, bumper ball tournaments, poker nights, barbecues, jacuzzi suites, loads of connecting rooms for the family, stunning grounds, beautiful pool, playground, and they have delicious, creative, non-gebrox menu by Executive Chef Chaim Bleich under the supervision of Ralph Hamacher, Rabbi Zushi Blech. They have innovative programming by Sarah Younger of Playland Parties, inspiring, informative lectures by Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, Rabbi Baruch Gopin, Dov Heiken, and others. So join Yossi Lublowski and his all-star staff for the most amazing Pesach ever. Book now before every room is gone. Call 845-794-6000. That's 845-794-6000. Online at Destination613.com. We're once again at Pomegranate. What better place to prepare for Purim? And we're sitting here with Isaac Bernstein, the culinary director for Pomegranate. Good to see you. What's cooking?
Good to see you too, Zev. Right now, we're really gearing up for that Purim menu. Because really, what better time to spend time eating, sitting down together with family, friends, than it is at that Purim Suda. And what better way to celebrate than bringing home some of my great gated food. No work, no effort. Spend the whole day out doing Shalach Manas. Come home. Everything's packed and ready for you. All you have to do is heat it up. And it's just such a pleasure.
Let's tantalize our taste buds.
So we're working on some really, really nice specials, which you're going to have to come into the store to see. But right now, of course, we're going to be having our signature babkas, lots of really, really prime meats, which we're going to be showcasing pretty much that entire week. So you don't want to wait till Thursday. You can, you know, get it on Wednesday. Get it on Tuesday. Get something special on Tuesday. We're going to have our tongue egg rolls, our pastrami egg rolls. Lots of great family-friendly finger food.
And, of course, we can't forget all kinds of hamantaschen, right? Freshly baked.
Yeah, I think at last count, we have 10 or 11 different flavors. And this morning for breakfast, I had the cheese hamantaschen. I wish we made them all year round. They're really great.
There probably is a market for all year round, too.
I would like to think so. But, you know, if there was, I think more people would be making them all year round.
Maybe after that, maybe have the cheese hamantaschen as being the test one.
I guess we need to start the trend. Yeah. I mean, look, I didn't think anyone was going to buy pulled beef babkas, but, you know, it's become a staple here.
That's what I was saying. So I'm voting for the cheese hamantaschen all year long. What are some of the other things that people can get for Purim?
Well, we have all the traditional stuffed foods. We have stuffed cabbage, beef kreplach, chicken kreplach. We're, you know, then, of course, we have all those capons. Capons are a huge hit at the Purim Suda. And I'm just going to keep going back to stuffed cabbage because, I mean, I eat our stuffed cabbage year-round, and that sauce that it's in is really, really delicious. Like, people love to talk about stuffed cabbage is all about the beef, the rice, do it with chicken, do it with veal. At the end of the day, if it's in a great sauce, I'll eat any stuffed cabbage. And over here, like, it's really, really good. Sweet, spicy, sour. It literally hits every note.
Speaking of sweet, of course, all the candies and all the packaging, all the shopmunas baskets, you can make it yourself or buy it pre-made.
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of pre-made baskets. And as far as to make your own basket, we have like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, like, thousands of candies to choose from. I mean, pretty much the front of every single aisle we have candy specials going on until Purim.
So it's the place to go. I can't believe Purim is really almost here. And people already stocking up and buying, whether it's the pre-made, and if you want to make it yourself or ready-made, all the choices are here.
Yeah, even those like fancy mini waters, the fancy big waters, the mini grape juice, we literally have everything you need for your shachmanis here.
What is your best-selling hamantash, by the way?
I have not checked. But like I said, my favorite's probably the cheese, the rosemary, and the raspberry.
Now, you've been cooking up a storm. Now, this is true not just of Purim, but year-round, different kinds of meats and delicacies. You mentioned some of it before. Some of it has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we do different things every week because we constantly try to innovate and change things. And also, it's a learning process for us. I don't know what's going to sell. And then the stranger things could just take off. And then you're like, okay, there we go. We have to have it next week. Then the week after. Then the week after. Until people get bored of it.
Do people really get bored with it? Or you probably get, how come you don't have it anymore and you have something new?
There's always going to be people asking why you don't have it anymore. But there comes a point where, you know, it starts to taper off a little. You still have those regulars that have to have it. But at the same time, you have to leave room for innovation. And you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Because eventually, everyone gets bored of it.
Also, you have the valet parking and the late hours, especially Thursday night open until midnight. And as we get closer to Pesach, it's going to be even later, right?
As we get closer to Pesach, we have special Yom Tov hours. Pesach specifically, we're open much later at night. But Pesach's a whole another week.
So from the stuffed cabbage to the hamantaschen to the sweets to the delicacies to you name it, you got it all here at Pomegranate, all under one roof.
All under one roof.
Coney Island Avenue. So make sure you come to Pomegranate and get ready for Purim. This is the Purim headquarters. Isaac Bernstein, Culinary Director for Pomegranate. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ziv.
And when we come back, we'll speak to Ben Tsionage from Yossi Sweethouse. Thank you. We have our winners, so thank you. We'll announce them in a little bit. And we're also going to be looking at Shidduchim. You know, especially, it's always a good time to look at Shidduchim live in our studio. We have Rabbi Yitzhak Ruderman, and he'll be looking at the controversial proposal he made that women shouldn't be studying in Israel, but should rather get married in America. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. We'll have your phone calls, your questions upcoming. But I want to give away a $36 wonderful gift, Shalach Manas basket from Yossi Sweethouse. I think you can pick it up from any one of the locations. Or I think the 18th Avenue location will pick it up. 18th Avenue location will pick it up. You can pick it up before Purim. Don't wait to come. Don't come before Pesach and say, I want my prize. 36th caller, 1-888-NYC Radio. 36th caller. Thank you, Daniel Weiss and Jake behind the scenes taking your phone calls. 1-888-NYC Radio. 36th caller gets it. And we're going to give out another five consolation prizes, $5 beautiful, nosh bags to the, every fifth caller after the 36th caller. Let's make it the 40th, 45th, 50th, 55th, and 60th caller. Okay? 1-888-NYC-RADIO. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Purim is here. Your costume is ready. But are your mishloach manot ready? Let Yossi Sweet House handle all your mishloach manot needs this Purim. They have a wide variety of the nicest gift baskets in the tri-state area. To fit every budget from under $5 to $210, custom baskets also available. For orders, call Yossi's, 855-4-YOSSI's. That's 855-4-YOSSI's. Or visit them online at yossisweethouse.com, where you can spread sweetness this Purim from Yossi Sweet House.
There's one way to help ensure that you'll have the true happiness and joy this Purim, and that is by bringing joy to the hearts of the poor widows and orphans. Od Yosef Chai helps more than 8,000 needy families in the land of Israel. Pull in your pledge or credit card contribution now for Matanos of Yonam, gifts to the poor through Od Yosef Chai. So call 1-800-823-CHAI. That's 1-800-823-2424. Od Yosef Chai will distribute your Matanos of Yonam on Purim to the poor. So help the poor of Israel experience true Purim joy. Call now. Make your own Purim a happier one. So call 1-800-823-2424, 1-800-823-CHAI.
Don't miss a quality Pesach at a blockbuster price at the Radisson Hotel in Piscataway, New Jersey. Only $39.95 per room, which includes four people at this rate. Hurry and grab this special before it's all gone, while supplies last. Klat Kosher, Kashish Kita, Kalev Yisrael, Nangi Brux, Shmura Matzah, and Badatz Pashutos. This price includes three freshly prepared gluten-free meals under strict Mahadran rabbinical supervision, a lavish tea room along with barbecue, Hawaiian and Polynesian nights, resident musician and chazan, and the nightly entertainment you are looking for in a Hamisha atmosphere. Sharim and Dafyomi, supervised children's programs, Kol HaMoed trips and activities. Call Rabbi Butler at 908-720-3016. That's 908-720-3016. PassoverCelebrations.com. Call today and book your Pesach today for only $39.95 per room, which includes four people at this rate, plus tax and gratuities. Call 908-720-3016 now.
USA Corp is one of the nation's leading business filing companies.
Filing corporations, LLCs, LLPs, sole proprietorships, partnerships, and many other services in all 50 states. USA Corp's mission is to keep it easy and simple for you while dealing with the complexities of full compliance with the government.
Whether you are a law firm, accounting firm, real estate company, or simply need business filing services,
USA Corp is your answer.
Their unparalleled efficiency and professionalism has earned them the trust of tens of thousands of professionals nationwide.
For over a decade, they also uphold an A-plus rating with the BBB. Every service with USA Corp gets thoroughly reviewed by their experts to assure you don't miss out on complying with any requirements. They will also regularly inform you of your order status. Call USA Corp today at 844-USA-CORP or visit usacorpinc.com.
USA Corp, the one-stop shop for all your business filing needs. Doing it smart right from the start.
Looking for a complete business phone system that does it all? Make JiveTel your phone system and phone service provider. JiveTel has great prices and offers over 30 features at no additional cost. There's no need to buy expensive phone equipment when you can use JiveTel's hosted phone solution. And what's great is there are minimal setup fees and there are free system updates with new features added frequently. JiveTel has been keeping customers happy for over 12 years and has amazing in-house customer support. TalkLine uses JiveTel and we highly recommend you do as well. For more information, please call 855-444-JIVE. That's 855-444-JIVE. Online at JiveTel.com. JiveTel, phone service made easy.
Hi.
HiTech 2000 does it again. In addition to being your one-stop shop for all your cellular phone needs at the best and lowest prices in town, including accessories, they are now pleased to announce that HiTech 2000 does cell phone and computer repairs. Let their experts take care of any broken phones, computers, and software that you have. Take it in now and get an introductory 10% discount. That's at HiTech 2000, 1270 47th Street in Borough Park. Call them at 718-851-7300. 718-851-7300. HiTech 2000.
Welcome back to the program, Mom. Zev Brenner with us right now has Bencia Now. She's the owner of Yossi Sweet House. They have four locations in Borough Park. And what better place to go to shop for Purim? It's the Purim Shopping Headquarters. Yossi, welcome back to the program. Good to speak with you again.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank God. What's new at Yossi Sweet House? This must be a crazy season for you.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. But this year we have extraordinary baskets than any other year that we had.
Manishtana.
That's a bigger Manishtana because it's a Laila Zeh, and we hope not to have snow, because many years we have snow in Purim.
Well, this year we're going to be lucky. So you have exotic baskets. What's the most exotic basket that you have?
The most one I like is our item number 1261, which is basically a easel, which is a book holder, which is very nice. And then the next after that is $130, which is American Crew briefcase. And that's pretty good for the price. You better check out our website and the many brochures going around that you can find it, and any ads and any newspapers that you look into, Yated, Ami, Mishpacha, Amadiya. I wish I would know all the newspapers by heart.
Now, what's amazing is that you can either make it yourself or you can buy it ready-made. You give people the option.
I give the option basically more on the color theme. If people want to go into the store and shop by color, we have that. And then we have the ready baskets as well.
Tell us, let's give everybody the four locations. Where are they located?
Okay, one is located on 44 and 14th Avenue. Exact address is 4406 14th Avenue. Second location is 38 and 13, which the address is 3801 13th Avenue. Then the next location is 5304 New Church, which is under the trains and next to Meisner's, if you're looking in that area, next to Shana Shabbos, which is also a great place. And then the biggest location that we have is 18 and 58, exact address 5713 18th Avenue. That's in Brooklyn, everything. And that's next to the park. If you go shop with the kids out, you want to have the kids in the park and you go shop alone, we have next to the Sweet House, we have the wine store as well, which we're not going in there, but with kids, because the bottles can jump over the shelf.
Especially Purim time.
Always good to be happy at Yossi's.
Absolutely. If you want a sweet experience, going to Yossi's Sweet House, you heard the four great locations in Borough Park, Brooklyn, and we're going to give you...
And we actually have our winners, by the way. It's Yecheskel Spitzer from Brooklyn and Chaya Halberstam from Brooklyn. Thank you for winning. We'll give out a couple more prize later on. Some more calls right now about that. Live in our studios, Rabbi Yitzhak Ruderman. He lives in Flatbush, director of the Jewish Professional Institute, JPI. His wife, Sahava, together. They are not Shechanim, but they've counseled many in the area of Shaduchim and dating. And, of course, the Shidduch Christ. He president and founded the Jewish Professional Institute, alumnus of Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, Teachers College, Columbia University. Served for 7 years as director of Sinai Heritage Center, Manhattan. Pioneered a groundbreaking free lunch program, program in the Wall Street area, trustee associate in Jewish Outreach Professionals. He speaks with B'nai B'ris Speakers Bureau, the National Jewish Outreach Program, done extensive research on the impact of the Holocaust on Jewish education, lecture on the interface between the Jewish heritage and contemporary issues. But he's here because of an article on matzov.com, and the article basically said, and I welcome you, thank you for joining us, Rabbi Yitzhak Ruderman, but your article says, why are we sending our daughters away and taking them off to Shidduch Market when they are most desirable? Would one delay picking a crop of the most gorgeous and wondrous foods for a year or two for such reasons? The crop would just grow old and wither on the vine. So you're basically saying that young ladies shouldn't go to Israel for the year. They should stay in America so they can be picked up as crop by eligible bachelors who are 20, 21 years of age. Is that correct?
Before I answer, I just want to thank you for having me on your show, and WMCA, and also matzev.com for sponsoring my articles. No, I'm not saying anything ironclad. I wrote a series of actually by now 8 articles over the last 8 weeks. And that happened to be one sentence out of a whole stream of ideas. So,
but it got a lot of attention because everybody's been talking about it.
Yes, for some reason people picked up on that. But I wish they would read all 8 articles. But that's how it goes. No, I'm not saying that a girl should not go to seminary. I'm just saying we're now in a situation, for example, in the latest Yated and the other newspapers, they're calling on Bacharim to marry at age 21. So I'm just thinking rationally that if you're asking Bacharim to marry at 21, you need to have girls who are younger, 20, 19, even 18. And it's not illogical or irrational, and people need to prioritize and for the girls to be ready. If they can squeeze in seminary and be in seminary, of course they should be in seminary if they can. I mean, I'm not telling them to walk the streets. There's seminaries in Israel they can go to, and seminaries in America. And
Washington, there's you can't compare taking off a year to be in Israel. Now it's Israel. It's a transformative experience.
Of course. No, I agree with that. But also you need to know which communities you're talking about. There are very Haredi communities. There are modern Zionist community, modern Orthodox, religious Zionist. There's different types of communities. There's some communities where they absolutely do not send girls to Israel. For example, in the Hasidic communities, they do not send their daughters to Israel. And similarly, the people in Israel do not send their daughters overseas.
So well, if you're in Israel, I would rather.
Well, okay. But there's this. Uh-huh. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs that you have to send your daughter overseas. A man has to be goyles atzmecha l'makom Torah. Yes, a man needs to do that. But even that, you see, the Rabbanim are saying that boys cannot marry at 21. And really, what they're saying is, you know, we had a situation after the Holocaust. This is the way I understand it because I've been studying this topic for a long time. That after the Holocaust, it was all hands on board, all hands on deck. We lost the bastions of Torah in Europe, and everybody had to sacrifice. Everybody had to become a little bit of a Ben Azza, you know, a man who sacrifices himself and does not marry. That was in the 1940s and 50s and 60s and 70s, even up to the 80s. But now, in these years, you know, in the 21st century, it's different. Baruch Hashem, we've rebuilt the Torah. There's hundreds of thousands, millions of frum, Orthodox, Haredi, religious Jews. And now the Rosh Yeshiva is saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, the yeshivas are packed, by the way. They are constantly waves and waves and waves of younger guys coming in. Excellent Bachrim. The quality of Bachrim today is much bigger than ever and better than ever before. And they're saying, you know, we don't need the Elter Bachrim sitting around. I just heard, you know, the last week in the Yated, somebody wrote in, there's hundreds of Bachrim with 25 or so sitting in Lakewood, and the Rosh Yeshivas are going crazy. You know, these guys need to be married. So we got to get back to a baseline, and I think we need to have one standard. I mean, they're just talking logically. And just like, you know, a boy is bar mitzvah at 13 and a girl's bar mitzvah at 12. So Shidduchim starts at 18. And, you know, it's not so radical. You know, I mentioned Pirkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tamar, Omer, Beshmona Esrei Lechupa, and a few other things. It's all logical.
18-year-olds for marriage.
Yeah, 18 for marriage. And you know what? Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Go back to basics. Look at what the halacha says. Evan HaEzer, Siman Aleph, Sif Gimel. Take a look. You'll see. They say, you know, the ideal age to start marrying is 18. You can do it earlier. And by 20, there's no excuse except if you're learning. If you're learning Torah, that's the excuse to delay marriage. Not if you're going to college or you got to find yourself, discover yourself. Fine, to learn Torah. But now the Rosh Yeshiva themselves, our leaders of Torah, are saying you can get married younger. Stand down. We don't need you to learn.
I think they're saying 21, right?
They're saying 21. You know, I brought here into the studio two last week's Yated, this week's Yated. This week's Yated has important announcement regarding Shidduchim for Bachrim age 21. The Gedolei Hador have previously exhorted the Tzibur and Bachrim to make every effort to marry at the earliest appropriate age. Therefore, in bold print now, we encourage Bnei Torah and their parents, if it is consistent with the advice of the Rebbeim, of course, you got to consult with your Rebbe and your Posek and your whoever your Mara Hara is, to consider Shidduchim at age 21.
But they're saying they should marry, the boy should also marry girls that are the same age or even older.
In these ads, and there's a Nasi ad, they don't talk about what age? There are other ads. I don't know if it's the same organization. I don't know.
There are ads. I've seen ads where they're saying that they can marry the same age or even older.
They're encouraging older.
Is there even a cash incentive, I believe, in some case. There might be a cash incentive if you marry.
Oh, yes, a cash incentive.
I think that's silly.
What do you mean a cash incentive? Do you need a cash incentive to have a bar mitzvah? It doesn't make sense to me. Are we dealing with cats and dogs? Are we training people here?
But the numbers are, and you gave me an article, Mishpacha Magazine, the numbers are that, first of all, and I spoke to somebody who's a statistician just this evening, is that there's always, if for some reason, there's more men, there are more girls available than boys. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, that number gets screwed. That's why we have a different crisis as women get older, finding. But then you have also a situation where you have, as you mentioned, boys want to marry younger girls. So you have a problem right there. So you have a certain amount of women that are not married and having difficulty getting married, especially the older that they get. So it's a shidduch crisis.
You know, Americans, I had a rabbi in South Africa, and I had an American rabbi and an Israeli rabbi, and the American rabbi used to love to quote statistics, how many people came to the Yarchei Kala, and how many people got the smicha, and how many people, who knows what. And I asked the Israeli rabbi, like, how come this American rabbi is always talking about statistics? He says, don't pay attention. That's an American thing. Americans love statistics.
But you've gotten reaction to your people were very upset at you, right?
This article? You know, the point is this. I mean, I'm a historian, okay? I'm not a statistician. I'm not a social scientist. I study the liberal arts, and I have a master's degree in history. I wrote a thesis on the Holocaust and education. And I study things in a historical, like cultural way, not in a statistical way. And we look at trends. And I'm of the belief, personally, and I think it's a universal thing, everybody's entitled to happiness. Everybody's entitled to get married.
So you're saying for a woman to be married, if she wants to be married, she's 18 years old in the yeshivish community, so she shouldn't go to Israel for the year?
Yeah, I think if we can decide, like, for example, I mean, you know, for example, let's say, I'll give you a different example, and this is coming from the questions and answers that I've been dealing with now in the last couple of the week or so. Let's say the Israeli army, right, calls up people at 18. So you're going to write them a letter, you know, I have to go travel now till I'm 23. I need to discover myself. Call up starts at 18. Look, I'm a military person myself. I served in the South African army. You show up, you get your call up papers, and that's at 18.
At 18, they should be conscripted.
Halach. Rabbi Yehuda ben, the Mishnah says,
for marriage. That's a recommendation.
But it's in the Shulchan Aruch. We have to agree. You know, today my wife was telling me a friend of hers invited her to the Vart, a Hasidic young couple, and she said, oh, the Chosn is how old? 19. Oh, but he's old. He was really getting old now, and he's like, wow, she's talking about him like he was an El Tabacha, 19, because they get married at 18. Now, I'm not saying everybody must and can and should and will, and you know, it's not the Yaharval Yabar, but in our minds as Jews, Baruch Hashem, we have guidelines, we have a Torah, we have a Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Chazal tell us this is the time to think of marriage, prioritize that.
But Rabbi Radomir, are you the only one? Are other people have endorsed this idea?
I have the endorsement of Yehuda ben Tema, of Yehuda Hanasi.
So my question is, any contemporary?
I'm just looking at it.
No problem. You have any contemporary Rabbanim that say what
you
know, you're saying?
You know, I think the Rabbanim are a little nervous because they are vested interests as far as seminaries go. But I give the Rabbanim
credit. So you're saying they have a financial interest in the seminaries?
On page 172 of the Yated Ne'eman.
I saw that. Have a lot of Rabbanim
signed up.
It's
about 90, I don't know, a lot of Rabbanim here, a cross-section of Rabbanim, some well-known names. And I'm not going to go into each and every single one. But if the Yated, which is basically a kind of an establishment, a good type of voice, it means it's getting a hechsher, it's not just stam. Maybe
we're going to have to break. So my question to you is, so you're saying that there are no contemporary rabbanim that endorse your proposal.
What's my proposal?
That a woman who's a young lady at 18 years old should rather stay in America than go to Israel so she can get married
at
18.
Well, look, you know, things move slowly. Change doesn't happen overnight. For example, I see this ad started in January of 2016. And it says, important announcement regarding Shidduchim for Bachrim age 21. So let's start with that, you know? It takes time. They're trying to get a point across. So first start with the Bachrim.
We're going to have to break. So is the Rabbanim support? Don't support. You're the... Your proposal, your
my
idea.
My proposal? I'm talking myself. I'm putting, we're having a discussion, Rabbi.
Absolutely. A discussion we're having when we come back. We open up our discussion and conversation to you, our devoted listeners. You can call us at 1-888-NYC-RADIO. What do you think? Should a young lady go to Israel? We'll read some of the emails coming in right now. Should a young lady go to Israel to study, or should she stay in America and give up on Israel so she could get married? And is that a solution to the Shidduch crisis? That's what our guest is proposing. Rabbi Yitzhak Ruderman lives in Flappers. He's the director of the Jewish Professionals Institute, 1-888-NYC-RADIO. If you'd like to email us, it's zev@talklinecommunications.com. That's zev@talklinecommunications.com. 1-888-NYC-RADIO. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned. Just want to remind you, by the way, that Rabbi Y.Y. Rubenstein will be speaking at the Vorhan Shul. That's today, Sunday, 7:30 p.m., 303 West 91st Street in Manhattan. It's free admission. They'll have music, Purim Simcha. Join us, Rabbi Y.Y. Rubenstein. He's a great speaker. Sunday night, that's today, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the Vorhan Shul in Manhattan Congregation and Yeshiva Heichel Moshe. And also want to remind you that if you haven't made Pesach plans, my family would love to have your family part of the Pesach experience. So come join us for Pesach and the Fastwits program in Orlando, Florida. You'll have a wonderful, wonderful time. And if you mention my name, you get a steep discount. Just tell them I sent you. 718-969-9100. 718-969-9100. We're coming right back. You can also email us, zev@talklinecommunications.com, for questions.
Hi, this is Zev Brenner inviting your family to join my family for most memorable, luxurious, magical Pesach experience with majestic retreats at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, Florida. You'll be wined and dined with award-winning cuisine, enjoy all-day poolside barbecues, kids' tea room, adult tea room, lat kosher chol v'yisrael under OU supervision. You'll enjoy complimentary massage treatments with chocolate, strawberries, and kosher champagne, and so much more for the entire family. Enjoy lectures from Rabbi Ari Lam, Malcolm Hohenlein, Menachem Lubinsky, Farley Weiss, and I'll be doing a live broadcast from the Majestic Retreats program as well. And for Talkline listeners, we've arranged an extra steep discount just by mentioning my name by calling 718-969-9100. So for extra savings, make sure you call 718-969-9100. You'll be surprised how affordable it is to our listeners with our very special discount. Call 718-969-9100 online at majesticretreats.com.
There is one way to help ensure that you'll have the true happiness and joy this Purim, and that is by bringing joy to the hearts of the poor widows and orphans. Od Yosef Chai helps more than 8,000 needy families in the land of Israel. Call in your pledge or credit card contribution now for Matanos Levyonim, gifts to the poor through Od Yosef Chai. So call 1-800-823-CHAI. That's 1-800-823-2424. Od Yosef Chai will distribute your Matanos Levyonim on Purim to the poor. So help the poor of Israel experience true Purim joy. Call now. Make your own Purim a happier one. So call 1-800-823-2424. 1-800-823-CHAI.
Purim is here. Your costume is ready. But are your Mishloach Manot ready? Let Yossi Sweet House handle all your Mishloach Manot needs this Purim. They have a wide variety of the nicest gift baskets in the tri-state area. To fit every budget from under $5 to $210, custom baskets also available. For orders, call Yossi's, 855-4-YOSSI's. That's 855-4-YOSSI's. Or visit them online at yossisweethouse.com, where you can spread sweetness this Purim from Yossi Sweet House.
USA Corp is one of the nation's leading business filing companies.
Filing corporations, LLCs, LLPs, sole proprietorships, partnerships, and many other services in all 50 states. USA Corp's mission is to keep it easy and simple for you while dealing with the complexities of full compliance with the government.
Whether you are a law firm, accounting firm, real estate company, or simply need business filing services,
USA Corp is your answer.
Their unparalleled efficiency and professionalism has earned them the trust of tens of thousands of professionals nationwide.
For over a decade, they also uphold an A-plus rating with the BBB. Every service with USA Corp gets thoroughly reviewed by their experts to assure you don't miss out on complying with any requirements. They will also regularly inform you of your order status. Call USA Corp today at 844-USA-CORP or visit usacorpinc.com.
USA Corp, the one-stop shop for all your business filing needs. Doing it smart right from the start.
Your train today.
Don't miss a quality Pesach at a blockbuster price at the Radisson Hotel in Piscataway, New Jersey. Only $39.95 per room, which includes four people at this rate. Hurry and grab this special before it's all gone while supplies last. Klot Kosher, Kashish Kita, Kalev Yisrael, Nangi Brux, Shmura Matzah, and Badatz Pashutos. This price includes three freshly prepared gluten-free meals under strict Mahadran rabbinical supervision. A lavish tea room, along with barbecue, Hawaiian, and Polynesian nights. Resident musician and chazan, and the nightly entertainment you are looking for in a Hamisha atmosphere. Sharim and Dafyomi. Supervised children's programs, Kol HaMoed trips and activities. Call Rabbi Butler at 908-720-3016. That's 908-720-3016. PassoverCelebrations.com. Call today and book your Pesach today for only $39.95 per room, which includes four people at this rate, plus tax and gratuities. Call 908-720-3016 now.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-888-NYC-RADIO, 1-888-NYC-RADIO. Email us, zev@talklinecommunications.com. Please keep your questions to... and be succinct. Rabbi Yitzhak Ruderman is our guest. Before I get to our phone call, we have a lot of people waiting to speak to Rabbi Ruderman. One caller wants to know, you made a serious charge against Rabbanim having a vested interest in girls staying in a seminary. Elaborate.
No, what I mean to say is seminaries are very big business. It's a multi-million dollar business. If a girl pays $30,000, multiply that by 10, that's $300,000. Multiply it by 100, that's $3 million for 100 girls. $3 million, $2 million in expenses, $1 million profits.
So they don't want to take
it. It's a huge business.
So they're saying they don't want to take your proposal because there's money in the seminary, is what you're saying.
So this is it's serious. People, people in Israel are going to have to find a different way to make a living. They need to go into the stock market, into the diamond business, real estate. There's lots of ways to make money. This is like a slave trade to make money off girls going to Israel. It's not right.
So now there's a separate. You're saying that it's not right. They're charging too much. And there was some seminars. There was
it's
a scandal going on.
Though,
I think four seminaries closed. So people were upset about that. So
yes, and then in addition to that, yes, thank you for mentioning that. It was 2 years ago. There was a serious scandal where a certain principal did inappropriate behavior with girls in the seminary. And it's an outrage because parents were also paying a fortune for these girls to go there. And then they were being...
But that can happen. It happens in America, too.
Happen
it's not
anywhere.
Just in
Israel.
We
no,
can't blame Israel. That should be a reason not to go to
Israel. No, we're not blaming
Israel.
God forbid. No, not okay. Israel. But
I want to clarify
there was
that.
A mishap there. And, it got people upset and thinking. And this is why there's this undercurrent of concern now. What am I going to do with my daughter? I'm sending her away. It cost me an arm and a leg. It's a huge business. And there's a chance that she might be molested because
well,
there was
the
this based in case.
But you can be molested in America. That shouldn't
You can be molested anywhere.
You can say there's charged a lot of money. There's scholarships available.
At least.
And I have to tell you, you can't compare learning a young 100%. Man or a woman learning Israel for a year. It's transformative. Let's take some phone call. Let's go to Razi in Borough Park. Thank you for waiting. Razi in Borough Park, your question or comment. Go ahead, Razi. Razi, are you there? Go ahead,
yes,
Razi.
Hello?
Yes, good luck, Razi.
I think you're wrong. We're saying there is something special learning in Israel. There are hundreds and thousands of boys learning here. My sons went to Israel, and I never understood why they insisted on going. Between my sons that did go and didn't go, I didn't see the long-term difference. Most of the time, they can do whatever they want in Israel, and they have no control, just like the girls who go to seminary. If this would have happened to the girls If they would be here next to their parents, this thing would have come out much faster than the girl being away very far. There's no reason in the world a girl should go to seminary. I'm all for studying. They can.
So let me read you what an email call just sent me. What about an American girl who can gain hold on, ma'am. What about an American girl who can gain tremendously from the ruchnius that's only available in Eretz Yisrael? New York can't provide. I agree with that listener who wrote that in because
well,
there's a special.
It's
not a mishigas. Learning in Israel is not
well,
a mishigas. It's
I'm
an important.
I'm all for Israel. I'm in Israel every year. And it's a mishigas to send away a young girl, not under parents' control, just because it's more ruchnius in Israel. It's not true. It's the in thing to do. It's a cool thing to do. It's something that's brainwashing everybody's brain. There's no reason. But I'm not saying that shouldn't go because they should get married here. I don't happen to believe they should get married at 18. I think even they get married at 19, 20, like my daughters did, and they stayed here, there's nothing wrong. They have the same ruchnius as any girl studying there. I see them as being teachers here, the same thing as you have Heimish teachers here. They have the exact same good, informed education.
Raisi, I appreciate your phone call. We have a lot of cool one, but thank you for your phone call. Before I get to our next phone call, so one listener wants to know, so you're saying that the seminary does not have the girls' best interests at heart, so therefore, with all the factors, we shouldn't send them to Israel, is
no.
What you're saying for the seminary?
No, I'm not saying that. On the contrary, God forbid. The road to hell is paved with best intentions. Everybody here has good intentions. Chas v'shalom. Everybody means well. But we've reached a situation that's called like critical mass, where we have like tens of thousands of girls going. And the question is, what is the benefit for it? And on top of that, we have a shidduch crisis. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, like be detectives, dot the I's and cross the T's and, you know, make the connections. Is there a connection between the delays that people build in by going to seminary and spending time over there and dreaming? I call it dreamland, you know.
Why is it dreamland? If they're learning,
because
why is it dreamland?
Because it's ideas. First of all, you're not in America. You're in Israel.
That's exactly the point. You are in Israel. That's exactly
okay.
The
listen,
point.
If you want to make Aliyah, that's great. It's a great preparation.
And if not, I'll tell you, because I've had children that have studied, and I have a daughter who's studying in Israel today, and I see the kids that come back from Israel. It's a transformative experience, religiously and also maturity-wise. Okay. It's a wonderful thing.
Right.
Let's go to our next question. Let's go
personal
to Gedalia
choice.
In Forest Hills. So thank you for waiting. Your question for our guest. Go ahead, Gedalia in Forest Hills.
Rabbi Rudiman. My question is, when you have a chosen and a kala getting married at a young age, do you feel that the parents of the chosen, before he has a parnasa, are responsible for supporting them?
Usually, I mean, you have to know which world you're talking about. In the Haredi world, the yeshiva world, the Hasidic world, parents are not just going to throw their young children who get married. There are children when they get married at 18 or 17 or 19. They're not going to throw them into the street to the wolves. They are going to help them. You know, in Israel, it's very serious. Parents are obligated, especially of the girl, to buy an apartment, a dira for the girl. And in fact, a lot of the mishalachim you see here in America collecting, they're collecting for that very purpose, to buy a dira. If they have businesses, they'll take the son-in-law into the business. Sometimes the girl works in the business. They're very realistic. You know, there's a lot of care and concern that parents have. And it's not a contradiction that they want them to get married young, because they want them to have, I'm going to say a blunt thing, they want them to have a healthy sexual life, you know, and live like a man or woman, and they shouldn't be frustrated people. And just be normal, happy people, you know?
Anyway, thank you for your phone call. Here's a question before we get to our next call. Writes, with all due respect to the Rav, the typical girl who goes to seminary in Israel would not be getting married that year, even if she stayed at home. Instead of getting to the root causes of the shidduch crisis, such as boys and their parents who will only date, let alone marry, rich girls that will let them live lives of luxury, your guess is tilting at windmills.
Am I tilting at windmills? I'm talking about a problem that's out there in society, you know. I mean, if I were writing a paper on a historical topic, you know, I could take why Napoleon lost at Waterloo, and we can sit down and we can write a paper, and that's what we're doing. We're analyzing a social, historical
But the part
problem.
Of the problem is what he's
we
saying.
We have now
and you
a problem.
That people want to marry from wealthy families.
So, of course, they want to marry from wealthy families. And that's, by the way, it's one of the points I mentioned a few times, that we've got to get our priorities right. I had one of my greatest rabbis when I was in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel Elchanan Brag, Zatzal, great man, son-in-law of Rabbi Victor Miller. And he was my teacher when I came to Yeshiva. And he would stress, and he counseled us when we were dating, most important qualities to look for in a girl and in a spouse is chesed. Kindness.
Kindness
and
is very important.
And if people are just looking for money and bank accounts and status symbols, that doesn't make a marriage.
Rifki in Borough Park, thank you for waiting. Rifki in BP. Go ahead. Your quick question or comment.
Yes, this Rav is very, very interesting. I predict it's going to take a very long time before this gets off the ground. First of all, I have to tell you, he has to tackle the schools here, the high schools here in Borough Park and Flatbush that have representatives from Israel coming down, and they talk to these girls when they're in the senior year, and they convince them that if they don't go to seminary, they're never going to get married, because only a girl that goes to seminary there to Israel does a very good shidduch. But I have to tell you something else. The kind of girls that go to Israel are very immature, and they're still in Gaga land anyhow. Mm. So they're not going to get married, just like that email you just got that mm-hmm. said that they're going to get married. They're not going to get married at 18. Forget about it. They have a lot to grow up. And I hate to break it to you, but the same goes for the boys. Now, the Hasidisha boys and girls mm-hmm. that do get married at 18, mm-hmm. they are extremely mature. Mm. They grew up differently. They didn't grow up in that pampered Gaga land atmosphere.
Right.
And they grew up in a very mature, and they knew that.
Rifki, I appreciate you, Funkel. We're going to have to break. Rifki, thank you. Really good the points that you raised. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to try screening one more phone call, a couple more. 1-888-NYC-RADIO. We're going to be back right after this. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Zev Brenner inviting your family to join my family for most memorable, luxurious, magical Pesach experience with Majestic Retreats at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, Florida. You'll be wined and dined with award-winning cuisine, enjoy all-day poolside barbecues, kids' tea room, adult tea room, Glatt Kosher Club is under OU supervision. You'll enjoy complimentary massage treatments with chocolate, strawberries, and kosher champagne, and so much more for the entire family. Enjoy lectures from Rabbi Ari Lam, Malcolm Holmheim, Menachem Lubinsky, Farley Weiss, and I'll be doing a live broadcast from the Majestic Retreats program as well. And for Talkline listeners, we arrange an extra steep discount just by mentioning my name by calling 718-969-9100. So for extra savings, make sure you call 718-969-9100. You'll be surprised how affordable it is to our listeners with our very special discount. Call 718-969-9100 online at majesticretreats.com.
Purim is here. Your costume is ready. But are your Mishloach Manot ready? Let Yossi Sweethouse handle all your Mishloach Manot needs this Purim. They have a wide variety of the nicest gift baskets in the tri-state area. To fit every budget from under $5 to $210, custom baskets also available. For orders, call Yossi's, 855-4-YOSSI's. That's 855-4-YOSSI's. Or visit them online at yossisweethouse.com, where you can spread sweetness this Purim from Yossi Sweethouse.
There's one way to help ensure that you'll have the true happiness and joy this Purim, and that is by bringing joy to the hearts of the poor widows and orphans. Od Yosef Chai helps more than 8,000 needy families in the land of Israel. Call in your pledge or credit card contribution now for Matanos Levyonim, gifts to the poor through Od Yosef Chai. So call 1-800-823-CHAI. That's 1-800-823-2424. Ode Yosef Chai will distribute your Matanos Levyonim on Purim to the poor. So help the poor of Israel experience true Purim joy. Call now. Make your own Purim a happier one. So call 1-800-823-2424. 1-800-823-CHAI.
Looking for a whiter, brighter smile for your whitening treatment and for almost everything else that a dentist does, you want to go to Dr.
Hi, everybody. Good Vach. Dov Shurin speaking to you from Holy Yerushalayim with the latest news out of Israel. And, of course, we're going to start with the Good Nikvart. But before that, let me tell you the sponsors of this program from Israel are Quality Carpet and Flooring, 214 Fitness Avenue, right outside of Borough Park. If you want to get carpeting or flooring in time for Pesach, now is the time to act and get over to Quality's gorgeous showroom. Remember that Quality on Wednesday night, the last segment of the Zev Brenner Show on WSNR 620, is a news analysis from Israel, sponsored exclusively by Quality Carpet. 214 Fitness Avenue, call them at 718-941-4200. Traveler's Choice got some new prices that I want to share with you for Pesach to Eretz Yisrael. It's no longer the price I gave you before. For a direct flight, it's now $1,754 nonstop after tax. To Florida, $436, the same price I mentioned to you before. That's after tax. And the springtime special, $899 after tax to Eretz Yisrael. Traveler's Choice, Yossi and Devora, and their dedicated staff will take care of all your travel needs. All you need to do is take down the number and call.
Describe a polarized neuron.
212-868-8698, 212-868-8698. And Rena Appliance Repair Services, Flatbush, Borough Park, and Rockland County with the best in appliance repair. They train their own Hamishal workers that are endorsed by the biggest name companies. And remember, you might have things that need to be fixed, Pesach items. Don't delay. Get Rena Appliance Repair to come to you. I'm going to give you the Rockland County number, as I do every month. So you Shabbat. Of course, the number can be used for Brooklyn, too. 845-362-0900. That's 845-362-0900. Rena Appliance Repair for all your appliances. And finally, my cousin Yitz Kamenetsky. He's a mortgage banker, not a broker. Him and his group, they will give you the best possible loan if you want to buy a house or whatever else. Call my cousin Yitz at 1-800-LOAN, L-O-A-N-750. 1-800-LOAN, L-O-A-N-750. Let's go to the Gutnik Chumash. We started the book of Vayikra right now, and the Rebbe explains that right at the beginning, Vayikra El Moshe, God calls to Moshe by name, and it's really hinting to every Jew. God shows us his endearment before the Torah, before what we have to do. He shows us that he cares about every Jew. And the thing is, the Rebbe points out the end of the portion, it's talking about Jews that are false witnesses, that don't return lost objects, that do wrong in business or whatever, and explains how if they do tshuva, they bring a certain sacrifice. Now, what's the connection? The connection is that because of the special relationship that we have with Hashem, that brings us to do tshuva. And that's the connection between the Jew and God, the endearment that Hashem has for us. A great fart from the Lubavitch Rebbe. In the Gutnik Chumash, it has an English translation which incorporates Rashi, many classical Purushim and Targus Menachem from the Lubavitch Rebbe, available at all your local Sfarim stores or in the web at callmenachem.com or call 1-888-580-1900. The horrible news that we heard, I'm sure everybody's aware of, that there was a terrorist attack in Turkey, Istanbul, and at least two Jews were killed. First, we were told that three Israelis, but now it's two, but a number of them are seriously injured. The news services here are saying two Americans, Jews, were killed, and who knows what else, you know, it was just a horrible attack. And Israel sending over planes to take the Israelis back to Eretz Yisrael. I will end by saying something very funny, that, you know, we changed the clock, you changed the clock already, we changed the clock the night after Purim, but we keep 2 days here, right? There's the Purim, and then there's Shushan Purim. Can you imagine? You're supposed to get Adol Yada, and the government pulls this on us, that nobody's going to know what time it is.
Thank you, Dov, for the latest news. Here's a quick email question. Rabbi Ruderman is being fooled by a campaign in Yated and elsewhere calling for earlier marriage ages for men. He should see the current issue of the FJJ, Flatbush Jewish Journal, letter section where letter points out the important other Rosh Yeshiva Rabbanim have not signed on to the proclamation. However, you don't notice that as a casual reader and a fool to believe there is a unanimous agreement behind it. Two, he's advocating American Yeshiva world, adopt a Hasidic model. He has shown on Matzah.com that he has fallen for the grass is greener on the Hasidic side syndrome. When is he buying himself a shtreimel? There's also teaching of Chazal brought by Rambam that a person should have a pronosis before marriage. He should then take that into account and just repeat the 18 years old Maimar. Many Hasidic girls go into seminary overseas like Lubavitch. I salute him for his good intentions. Agreed that the expense of overseas seminary shouldn't be obligatory for all. Some of his points about others are debatable. Interesting email question. Let's say Tanya in Brooklyn.
Actually, I'd like to wear a spadik.
Tanya in Brooklyn, you have 30 seconds. Last call.
I'm shocked. And two things. The boys in the yeshivas are not taught earlier about what's important. They're taught to look for girls that they're attracted to. They talk nothing
good
about
point. We're out of time. Thank you, Rabbi Ruderman.
Thank you so much.
Happy Purim to all of you.
He doesn't have time.
We have time. We're going to have him back. Join us again weeknight, 7
you,
to 9, WSNR, 6:20 a.m. We're going to give out to the 5th, 10th, 15th, 20th, 25th call. Yossi Sweethouse, 188 NYC Radio, $5 Shalach Manas bag. Delicious. 188 NYC Radio. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Daniel Weiss, behind the controls. Have a Shavua Tov. Tune us in 24 hours a day. TalklineCommunications.com. Happy Purim. Thank you for listening. This is Talkline.
Listening to Talkline, America's number one Jewish program with Zev Brenner. For more information on Talkline's full range of radio and television programs, please write P.O. Box 20108, Park West Station, New York, New York 125, or call 212-769-1925. The Talkline Communications Network.
The Talkline Communications Network is paid for the preceding programming here on WMCA, New York. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily